Phil Hendry.
Previously on the Phil Hendry Show.
RC, how are you doing tonight? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. I was just thinking up a nickname for Mike Schaefer would be Ass Face or something like that. But I guess that...
What are you screaming for, man?
I didn't know if you could hear me. But I was thinking...
Hold on for a minute, okay? Just back off the line a little bit. All right, so Ass Face, huh?
Yeah, I thought that would be pretty good, because I could...
Don't scream, dude, all right?
I'm sorry, I'm trying to... We were just over at the City Walk, and I don't know whether you can hear me.
Okay, we can hear you fine. If you're on a car phone, we can hear you fine.
Okay.
All right. So what's up?
I just wanted to know if you wanted to get a piece of what's been going on. I don't know if you heard or not. Did you hear?
Heard about what?
Well, we got a pretty good pool going. Do you want to get a piece of it?
A pool about what?
Oh, my God. You didn't hear about it.
No, what happened? I mean that...
Oh, my God. James Doohan... Check this out, man. I got Bud over there. Over there, Bud. I got Bud Dickman's over here, Phil. We got some chips and dip. We're going to be watching some Star Trek reruns and everything on account of we want to see James Doohan when he was younger because he turned 80. And anyway, the word is that he is married, okay?
And James Doohan, who's the guy that played, what is it? Excuse me. Scotty? Is that it?
Scotty? God damn, what do you got, a cold?
Yes, I have a cold.
God, you went, Scotty? You okay?
I'm fine, man. I got a cold.
Okay, anyway, James Doohan is the guy what played Scotty on the Star Trek TV show, which was not as good as Star Wars, whatever, but it's not bad if you're, you know, sitting at home and everything, when I had dialysis.
Right.
Okay. He's 80 now. Okay?
Got it.
All right. And he married this woman, she's 43. They've been married. I mean, think about that. They've been married for about 3 years. Anyway, the word is, and I just got it from, Pete Pelmo?
Yeah, the guy that used to wash cars at your dad's business?
Right. Pete got it off. He got it from some people. The word is they're going to have a baby.
Okay, James Doohan and his wife.
He's 80.
He's 80.
She's 43.
She's 43, and they're going to have a baby.
Come on, man.
Come on, man, what?
We're taking odds on whether the kid's Mongo or not.
What do you mean you're taking odds on whether...
Oh, come on. James Doohan is 80. She's 43. I'm saying I'm giving 3-1. By the way, is Taylor there?
Yeah, he's right here.
Tell him that I got his bet, because he called it in before the...
What are you doing? Are you betting on this? He's going, yeah?
Yeah, I got his $20. Anyway, the word is that they're getting married.
Well, what do you mean you're taking odds on whether the kid's Mongo?
80 and 43? Figure it out, man. God damn. The kid's going to come out of there.
Wait. James Doohan is an 80-year-old man. His wife is 43. That's still plenty of time. Very young.
Very young. You know, that can only come from a guy that's 47. Yeah, very young, sure. And I suppose, you and your wife having a baby?
I beg your pardon?
You heard me. I don't stutter. You and your wife having a baby. Hey, Phil.
Yeah?
Check this out. Just stand in front of the mirror. Is there a mirror there?
Yeah, I'm in a radio studio, man. That's one thing we always have plenty of. Mirrors.
Well, get a pocket mirror or something.
Let me get this one. Okay, I got a pocket mirror.
Prop it up in front of you.
Okay.
Now take both of your fingers.
What is so funny?
Just do it.
Okay.
Now pull your eyes back and stick your tongue out.
Yeah, what is that?
Mongo, Mongo.
Anyway, what do you mean you bet $20 with that freaking wild case of a dialect, that kid with no kidney? Taylor's in a $20, pull my eyes back and stick my tongue out. What does he want now? God damn. What do you want, okay?
Look, I only got one nut, and I got less chance of Mongo kids on account of it. And all I'm...
Thank you very much.
Oh, come on, don't hang up, man.
Thank you very, very much. James Doohan, who plays Scotty in the movie Star Trek, the television series Star Trek, who played Scotty, is 80. His wife's 43. R.C. Collins, out of Chatsworth High, I'd like to say, is taking bets on whether the kid's Mongo or not, and he's given 3-1. He was offering you what, 3-1? Very cold, man. Very wrong. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? Very cold and very, very wrong.
Oh, live a little.
What do you mean, live a little?
Come on. Loosen up. Hey, Phil.
What?
Do this.
All right.
Drop your jaw.
Wait a second, man.
Just do it. Just drop your jaw. Now look in the mirror.
Get out of here, will you?
Mongo! Hey, ain't there a place in El Monte called Mongo Toyota?
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
Phil Hendry Show coming down the line in 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3...
Buonasera. Vi ringraziamo per aver scelto di volare con Phil Hendry Air. Voleremo ad un'altitudine di 30.000 piedi e cappuccino. Il volo di stasera offrirà Al Pacino.
Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Reminder that we will begin sale of the Best of the Phil Hendry Show 99 CD, Communism is Neat, on the 15th. We will have a link from philhendryshow.com to the appropriate site where you can buy that CD if you'd like to. It's $20 and all of the proceeds. And you have to understand, all, not a little, not some, not part, all of them go to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. So, and this year, thanks to the tremendous people at Kung Fu Records, the duplication cost has been picked up by those guys, so we don't even have to pay back production cost in this thing. And one of these days, I don't know when and I don't know how, but we are going to somehow pay back those very, very good people at Kung Fu, Joe Escalante, and all of those guys. Thank you. All right, the story here is about singer Stevie Wonder. This is an interesting thing. We're going to bring on Pastor William Rennick. He is with Joyful Union Congregation in Bellflower. Singer Stevie Wonder says he hopes to undergo an experimental operation that could make it possible for him to see. Now, the singer, who has retinitis pigmentosa and has been blind nearly since birth, discussed this possibility recently at a funeral service in Detroit, according to Reverend Jesse Jackson, who was in attendance. Wonder met with Dr. Mark Humayun of the Wilmer Eye Institute at Johns Hopkins University Medical Center, who pioneered the treatment, a university spokesman said. The institute is the only place that performs this experimental procedure. Stevie Wonder, who we're all familiar with, many generations of people familiar with him, as not only a great singer-songwriter, great performer, but we're all very aware of the fact that he is sight-impaired, he's blind, as have been a great many great musicians and entertainers. But isn't it interesting now, at this point in the development of medical science, the development of life, that it's possible, I say, that he could regain or attain for the very first time his sight? Pastor Rennick, you have been following this, and I know that you are a big Stevie Wonder fan. Those of you at Joyful Union, I know, had traveled to a couple of Stevie Wonder concerts, and the choir there does a number of his songs during service. You had written a letter, you and other members of the congregation had written a letter to Mr. Wonder earlier in the week when you heard about this. Can you tell us what was in that letter?
Yeah, Phil, the letter that we had sent to Stevie really was one that articulated our great love of this great man. And we were not only articulating our love of the man, but we are articulating our love of his music, and music that we feel has transcended all races, all nationalities, has done so much for so many people. And I will take you back to the first time that you had seen Stevie Wonder perform, and the very first time that I had seen Stevie Wonder perform. He had a great energy and has always had a great energy. I think the brother has always been able to emanate a wonderful love to his audience.
He looks like a happy man.
He looks like a very happy man on stage and in his performance art. Now,
If you think about Stevie Wonder and you think about the visual image of Stevie Wonder, I think that one thing that comes to mind, and that is that a very joyful man with his head tilted back. He is wearing sunglasses.
Yes, sir.
He has a smile on his face. And he is rocking back and forth to the rhythm of beautiful music and very uplifting music and very positive music. And we are concerned, and God, far be it from me, and praise Jesus and praise God Almighty, that these medical procedures are available to people that Stevie might regain his sight. I am not one to stand in the way of a man attaining 100% wholeness physically or spiritually. I hope you understand that.
No, I realize that. This is more of something coming from your heart in terms of his music.
I do not want his music harmed, and I don't want his connection to his audience impaired in any way. So what we are afraid of is if this surgery is conducted on Stevie, and if the surgery is successful, then that man that I remember and that you remember, the man who had his head tilted back, smiling that big grin, and rocking back and forth with a grin, will be gone. Because when you regain your sight, if you know anything about people who are visually impaired, Mr. Henry, when you regain your sight, obviously you begin to focus and you start to track things. And
well, let me interrupt you. People who are visually impaired, people who are blind, I'm told their eyes go to light. Is that correct?
Yeah, they don't track individual things. Their eyes do track in a general sense. And in Stevie's sense, when he's performing, he has his head tilted back and he's got a grin on his face. And he's rocking back and forth. That has always been my image, and it has always been something that I've carried with me as a fan of Stevie's music, to see him on stage enraptured.
Right.
Feeling good about himself.
Yes, sir.
So when he is on stage and he is rocking back and forth with a grin, and now we are talking about him having surgery to correct his retinitis pigmentosa.
You're afraid that he's going to begin to track things, so we won't have that Stevie Wonder.
I don't think the brother will be on stage rocking back and forth with a grin. I think the brother will now begin to track and look and make eye contact with the audience. All things that other performers do, but all very uniquely not Stevie Wonder.
And well, what would we miss about Stevie if he were to regain his sight?
I think the thing that we would miss the most is that enraptured vision of Stevie grinning. See, one of the things that blind people do, blind performers do, that I have noticed, whether it be Ronnie Millsap, the great country singer, whether it be George Shearing, the great jazz piano player.
How about Terry Gibbs?
Terry Gibbs, another great country singer. All blind people grin. And they've got it.
When you say all blind people grin, do you mean
all blind performers? I'm saying people who are blind and who perform for a living, they all have that wonderful grin, that beautiful grin, which makes you feel good about life and makes you...
Well, I pardon me for interrupting, Reverend, but I know who you mean. Ronnie Millsap's a great country singer, and he does have a big smile on his face.
He's got a beautiful big grin, big wide grin. The same with Stevie Wonder, the same with George Shearing. I am simply saying, and I'm not trying to, again, I don't want to keep a man from being whole physically or spiritually, but I'm saying that if you're on stage as Stevie Wonder and suddenly you're not grinning and rocking back and forth, that's not Stevie Wonder.
Right, in terms of his stage presence.
In terms of his stage presence, that's right. If you ain't grinning and rocking back and forth, how do you... In other words, you see what I'm saying? So I am a great fan of this man's music.
Well, when we go to see Stevie Wonder perform, we go to hear his music. I don't know that I'm necessarily going to see him grinning and rocking back and forth, but I understand that there is a very positive vibe that he puts off.
That is correct. And what happens when blind people regain their sight? They begin to track. The facial muscles relax. They are not so much in tune to the inner as they are tuned to the outer, and then the grinning stops and the rocking back and forth stops. I have sent the letter, along with several members of our Joyful Union Choir, that we had hoped that Mr. Wonder would look back on the great life that he has had and look back on all of the the wonderful things that have been made possible. And rethink this.
Well, you're not going to recommend to him that he not have the surgery. If there's a chance at all that he regain his sight.
I think it's something to think about. If you saw that movie At First Sight, where the blind man finally got sight, he didn't know whether a taxi cab was the size of a car. He thought it was a little tiny car. He didn't know, the size of buildings was all off and everything. And Stevie gets his sight back. He a big building he might think is a toy. All that stuff.
I'm not familiar with the movie. At First Sight is what?
That's the one with Val Kilmer, where the guy walks through a plate glass window, and he thinks it's like 10 feet away. Then he sees a little tiny car, but it's actually a big, it's on the street. And he thinks his girlfriend is 3 feet tall, even though she's like 6 feet one. So it was a wild flick, and I wouldn't want to see that happen to Stevie.
And all right, well, that's the usual disorientation that takes place with anybody who is visually impaired and regains their sight. There's also what you're talking about from the audience's point of view. If Stevie Wonder regains his sight, and I'm going to put you on hold for just a moment, Reverend, while we go to our first break. If Stevie Wonder regains his sight, he will not be grinning and rocking back and forth on stage as he usually does, and that is certainly an identifiable trait of Stevie Wonder's performance. It's a tough thing to recommend that a man not get surgery that perhaps could help restore his vision. Pastor William Rennick is on the line with us tonight from Bellflower, hoping, I guess, that if Mr. Wonder does regain his sight, he won't stop grinning and rocking back and forth on stage. And that is, at least according to him, a hallmark and very indicative of blind performers. They grin a lot and they rock back and forth. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. And we'll open this up to the audience. The Phil Hendry Show. Show 1-800-449-8686. Pastor William Rennick has joined us, and I'm reading this story here about Stevie Wonder. I think it's a wonderful thing that's possible that Mr. Wonder, who may receive treatment for his retinitis pigmentosa, might, and I say might, be restored to full sight. And he has been blind almost since birth. But the unusual point of view here being professed by Reverend Rennick is, or Pastor Rennick, is that he is, We do. I understand what you're saying, Pastor Rennick.
I don't want it to sound as if I don't believe a man should not be. I don't believe a man should be restored to his full potential, 100%.
I hear you. Okay, I'm saying, but it sounds like you're suggesting that he not get the surgery.
I am saying that there are millions of fans of Stevie Wonder across the country who are going to miss him. Rocking and grinning. And
when, if he gets his full sight, he won't grin?
I think that if you look at a lot of these performers who are blind, yeah.
They go back and forth and grin.
They rock back and forth and grin.
All right, let's go to Wichita here on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
I can't believe a person or a group of people could think that a man getting his sight back isn't worth it.
I didn't say that.
If he grins and rocks back and forth, he's going to do it even if he gets his sight back. You look at any sighted entertainer that enjoys what they're doing.
If he can assure us of that, in other words, how do I know?
I mean, I am a person that had sight, and now I am totally blind.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And
do you grin?
I was an entertainer, and I do grin. But
therefore, what we are saying is it is a constant.
Right.
All right.
And he's going to do it anyway. He's used to doing that. He's going to do it. You cannot say that a blind person shouldn't get their sight back, especially when he hasn't been able to see the world as it is.
I'm not saying he should not get his sight back.
Yeah, that's exactly what you're saying.
Let me ask you, did you grin before you went blind?
Yes, I did. I enjoyed what I was doing.
What do you do?
Do what?
Well, when you say grin, we have to get to the point of why it is, Reverend Rennick, you want him to grin.
Because that's the Stevie Wonder that we know.
And he's used to doing that. That's part of his makeup.
We
he's going to do
that. That's his trademark.
Right, and he's going to do it no matter if he's blind or sighted.
Yeah, but you can't. Every single blind performer grins.
And tell me that this.
And not every single sighted performer grins.
Well,
so there's something
because,
about being blind.
No. See, you're stereotyping.
No, that is absolutely true.
No, it's not.
But you're blind. How do you know?
Excuse me, I just told you I was sighted at one time. I was able to see it one time.
The only blind performer that don't grin is that, what's the name? Andrea Bocelli? That's the only one I know that don't grin.
I can't.
All right, well, so what are we talking about grinning for? Are we saying that the blind performers...
All I'm saying is a trademark. I don't want Stevie to go through life without sight. If there's possibility he can have sight, I am saying that if it diminishes his onstage presence, appearance, I think it's going to be something that we're all going to miss. And
well, we will miss seeing him grin, but I'm sure that we will perhaps enjoy seeing a new Stevie Wonder emerge from all of this. Here is Atlanta on a Phil Henry show.
Hey, I just want to make a couple quick points. To me, it's crystal clear. First of all, I'm a musician myself, and I love Stevie Wonder. And the only way I can see this is if he gets his sight back, just think of the possibilities, the new ways he'll have to explore getting off on stage. He will be getting off on watching you watch him. That will cause a reaction in him that you've never seen before.
That might be
It'll be something new besides just the grinning and rocking. The grinning and rocking is cool, but, you know, hey, just think with how the man will get off.
Well, why do blind musicians grin and rock? It's because they're tuned in.
What does it matter? Does that matter?
I have the answer, though. It's because they are tuned in.
He doesn't grin and rock on it. When you put on a Stevie Wonder record, CD, whatever,
right.
He's not grinning and rocking. You're just hearing the music.
Well, that's a good point. In other words, Reverend, you don't see Stevie Wonder.
We don't want new. We want Stevie. And that is the message.
But Stevie, Stevie can make the music he makes because he's able to encompass so many things and put it into his music.
I understand
and
what
he can deliver that in his stage show. I mean, it will be wonderful to see him do other things besides just grin and rock.
Well, and another point the caller made, Reverend Renick, is that you're listening to his records. You don't see him grinning when you're listening to his records.
But I know that when he made the record, he was grinning. He grinned when he recorded. Well, you may think that's funny, but he grinned and he rocked when he recorded it. And that's what I'm saying. You can hear him grinning.
I understand what you're saying, but I just can't believe that you're worried. It seems a little bit selfish that you're worried that you're not going to get that anymore from Stevie Wonder. Let me tell you something. What's more important, you getting off on him grinning and rocking, or him being able to see the faces of his children? Now, see, that's where I find you really hard to believe.
I'm wondering if you're on here. I have a point of view. I want to express, I'm telling you that the man will lose his connection to his inner self. And that.
What do you mean his connection to his inner self?
I mean that he has an inner connection because of his blindness that he hears and resonates music from inside if he gets his sight back. I think the brother won't feel that and hear that, and hence he will not rock and he won't grin. Now, there's a reason why blind people grin. And that's because they're hearing the music from inside.
All right, Reverend Renick, hold on. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Stevie Wonder's the subject. We'll be back. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Pastor William Renick from Joyful Union Congregation, and we've had members of your congregation on in the past. Pastor Renick, it's nice to have you with us.
Well, we're very pleased to be on your program, Phil, and we are great fans of your program because we believe that laughter is important, you know.
Thank you, sir.
And But we are very, very serious about this.
All right, let's get back to talking about Stevie Wonder. You feel that Stevie Wonder is, a great performer and certainly is entitled to regaining his sight. If those of you who are listening are not completely up to speed on what we're talking about, we're discussing Stevie Wonder and the possibility he could have surgery for his vision problem. And that is a retinitis pigmentosa. Reverend Rennick is on the line with us saying, yes, well, it's a good thing that he would get his sight back. We're going to miss the trademark grin of a blind man. Isn't that...
That's what I'm saying. Blind people grin. Blind performers, I should say. And
yeah, because not all blind people grin.
No, but a blind man, he's fun to watch at the piano. The other thing that I would say, and this is a tough one for a black man, but when he regains his sight and he takes a look in the mirror for the first time, he thinks he knows what it is to be black. You know what I'm saying?
I understand, sir.
He's going to find out what it really is to be black when he gets a look in the mirror. So that's what I'm trying to say. And
You're not saying he'll be ugly.
No, I don't think black people are ugly at all. I think black people are beautiful people. But he don't know just exactly what, you know.
Well, no, I don't know what you're saying.
Well, I mean, if you woke up one morning, you were black.
You mean if I...
You got up one morning, you looked in the mirror, you're black. What would you do?
It'd be a little bit of a shock.
Little bit of a shock. Now, if you're a blind man, and you get your sight back and you're black, now what do you think? That's what I'm talking about.
All right, there's a couple of things we're working here. If he gets his sight back, he won't grin and rock back and forth anymore. And if he gets his sight back, when he first gets a look at himself in the mirror, it's going to be a little bit of a shock. Is that what you're saying?
That's my opinion, yes.
All right, Reverend William Rennick with us. Let's go to Memphis on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi. I'm just dumbfounded here. I cannot believe that this minister, this pastor, is on the air, and he is saying that Stevie Wonder should not be the recipient of God's blessing
of
sight.
I think you misunderstood.
And an incredibly selfish one.
I think you misunderstood.
If you can see you're able to do everything that you want to do, I assume, in your everyday life without the assistance of anyone else, but you don't want Stevie Wonder to be able to manage on his own to see. That's just stupid. That's selfish. And I cannot believe that a minister who I, at least my pastor, preaches about accepting God's blessings, God's gifts every day. And I wouldn't want to go to your church. You're probably teaching your congregation to accept whatever miserable state they're in. And I certainly would never subject any of my family to that.
I really would like to respond, if I could, Phil.
Go ahead.
I really think the young lady has misunderstood me. What I meant to say...
No, I heard that stupid comment.
All right, let him finish. Let him finish his comment, please, ma'am. I mean, we listened to you.
I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm simply saying this. I said on your program earlier, I rejoice in a man finding wholeness not only spiritually but physically. I rejoice in that. But I am saying that there are some of us who will miss seeing Stevie listening to that inner music and rocking back and forth with a big grin on his face. Wouldn't you miss the rock and the grin of the black man?
You know, I saw Stevie Wonder a couple of times in concert.
Now, see, I think there's
more to Stevie Wonder than rocking and grinning.
Well, I just asked you.
You know, and the caller earlier. Pardon me?
I just asked, would you not miss seeing Stevie rocking and grinning?
You know what? The modern technology is incredible. There are videotapes. Have you considered that? Get the video.
Mr. Henry, would you make the sister answer,
video.
Please?
What do you mean, make the sister answer? I can't.
Would you please make the sister answer my question?
I'm sorry, what was your question?
Wouldn't you miss the rock and the black man grin?
Well, I have not heard any medical testimony on this show that if Stevie Wonder were a sighted person, that he would not have the same rhythm or the same entertainment that he's been giving us for the past 20, 30 years.
I didn't say that, but he wouldn't be grinning and rocking.
How do you know that? Are you a doctor?
Have you seen
that? Obviously, you're not. Obviously, you're not a very good minister.
How many sighted people do the grin and rock? How many of them? There ain't none. I can't think of one man.
I see a whole lot of sighted people who smile every day.
No, I mean on stage.
Who have rhythm. People in my choir who rock back and forth when they're singing.
With a big grin on their face? No, I don't think that's a smile.
No, I'm talking about a grin. That sounds stupid.
If you look at Stevie Wonder, sound like an idiot.
Like all he does, sit there and play and grin and rock.
No, that's not a compliment.
That's stupid.
Well, it does sound a little bit. I mean, you said Ronnie Millsap.
I'm saying blind people rock and grin. I'm saying.
Well, you mentioned a few blind musicians. Ronnie Millsap was one.
What about the Mexican that did that Feliz Navidad? What's that?
What?
Who's the guy that did that Feliz Navidad? Feliz Navidad. Polo Cotara la voz. You know that Spanish deal? Who is he?
I don't know.
Come on, who is he?
You mean Jose Feliciano?
That's the brother. He's not a brother, but you ever seen that man grin? I tell you what.
Have I ever seen him? I don't know who he is.
Jose Feliciano, he did that Feliz Navidad song.
Okay, I know that song.
I'll tell you right now, he's as blind as a bat, and he grins and rocks his ass off. And the same thing with Stevie Wonder. Now, all I'm saying is that if he gets his sight back, he won't be rocking his ass off and grinning no more.
Stevie Wonder is an incredible musician.
And no doubt, I'm his number one fan.
He is an incredible entertainer.
You seem to be stuck on this grinning thing, you know, that he needs to grin. You know what? How about if Stevie gets his sight back, we can simply whisper in his ear, hey, Stevie, when you go on stage, would you grin some so that Reverend Rennick...
Don't belittle a black man, Mr. Henry, because I'm expressing...
Sir, this has got nothing to do with...
You're a proponent
of black people going
through life never trying to improve their situation, their health or anything.
Mr. Henry's belittling a black man.
I'm not belittling a black man. I'm just saying.
How is race important in this? How many references have you made to being black?
I'm just telling you.
What if the host wakes up and he's black? How would he feel about that?
Well, how is
that relevant to Stevie Wonder having the opportunity of becoming a sighted person
because
again?
Because if Stevie Wonder gets his sight back, sister, and he looks in the mirror that morning that he gets his sight back, he's going to have a little bit of... A little shock.
You think Stevie doesn't know that he's black?
He knows that he's black, but he don't know what that looks like, do he? Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. If Stevie Wonder gets his sight back, he'll have to start, you know, sending other people's music like Puff Daddy and all that. That's all I'm saying.
I have spent entirely too many of my precious minutes.
I'm just saying.
What do you think he's going to think
when he looks in the mirror?
Because it's obvious. You should not have... be the head of a church. This is ridiculous. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you, ma'am, very much. You made a comment about Stevie Wonder singing like Puff Daddy.
Yeah, start sampling other people's music. Right now, Stevie Wonder. And
are you saying that his blindness makes him unique and that if he does not have it, he won't have the same sound?
That is exactly what I'm saying. And it's a tough thing to say. And I'll tell you, I think it's a decision that young brother has to make, and that's fine with me. If he decides that he would rather have his vision and not have the grin, that's fine. If he decides to keep the grin and not the vision, we got the Stevie Wonder we've always known.
Well, it sounds pretty far out to me to ask a man to remain blind just so you can go through the comfort level of going to a concert and seeing him grinning and rocking back and forth.
No more fingertips. None of that Georgia on my mind. None of that Ruby. All those great Stevie Wonder songs.
Ruby?
Right.
I don't remember him doing that. Lawrenceville on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hey. Thanks for taking my call, Phil. Real quick. Pastor Rennick? Is it Pastor? Is that correct?
Right.
Pastor, you said that Stevie Wonder's trademark is his grinning and rocking. I disagree. Stevie Wonder's trademark is his music.
Well, that's true. I don't disagree.
Okay.
I'm saying on stage, as a visual performer, as a live performer, there are certain things that we remember. I went and saw Jethro Tull one time.
Right.
And that white man stands up on one leg. when he plays the flute.
Right. What does it matter whether he's a white man or not? We're talking about a man here, okay?
You're white, ain't you?
What is that?
You're white, ain't you?
Yeah.
I can tell you.
I just don't understand the reference to, you know, that white man, this brother, you know, Jose Feliciano's a brother.
Get over it. Get over it.
Well, Pastor, the only thing I want to ask is, you know, how can you honestly sit back and say, hey, this guy should not have a chance to get his sight back because Pastor Renick, want to see him grinning and rocking on stage.
I believe you don't understand because you're white.
Oh, because I'm white.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I see. And
see?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Good.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Pastor, you know what I think?
I think you need to sit down and think about it.
Think about being white.
Well, you just said you see.
Uh-huh.
Stevie Wonder don't see.
Right.
Well, I got to jump in here. I don't understand how you can make the statement he doesn't understand because he's white.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
Well, do you understand me?
I'm trying to, Pastor.
Oh, but you don't. That's because you're white.
That's because
he's white.
That's right.
But I don't understand Stevie Wonder's music then, I guess.
No, you understand Stevie's music, but you don't get the whole rocking and grinning thing and how this is all part of, his appeal.
The rocking and grinning thing. All right, thanks. I got to take a call in San Jose. We need to get up on a break here. San Jose, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Okay, Pastor Renick, first of all, I don't understand how it appears that you probably don't have any clue about what music is all about. I mean, there's a thing with the words and the meaning. And here it is. You're hooked on this thing of the rocking and grinning. I mean, I don't understand. I mean, do you not pay attention to the words of
Absolutely.
The song?
Absolutely, of course I do.
Okay, now you're saying that he's gonna lose that touch and all that. I mean, who are you, his doctor?
Well, no doctor can diagnose whether a man's gonna remain a good musician.
Okay, but yeah, I mean, you're a minister, and part of your job is to uplift and inspire people, right?
Yes, that's exactly right. And I always found it uplifting that the brother could find inner music that he could express outwardly to us because he was blind as a bat.
Okay, now, here's another thing. Okay, how old is Stevie Wonder? He's what, in his 40s, right?
Late 40s.
Exactly. Now, okay, he's lived his life expressing words, expressing words that have come from within or whatever inspiration he has had. Now, for you to say that just because he's seen his world, that now it's going to be a big shock to him, that the grinning and all that, that's going to be missing? I mean, I don't understand.
Yeah, he won't, because he's going to be looking around. He ain't going to be with his head tilted back and grinning like a dumbass.
Okay, well,
Which is one of the things we love about it.
Like Phil Hendry said, okay, why doesn't somebody go up to him and whisper him, hey, please, for the pastor, smile and grin and rock back and forth, okay? Please do that.
Yeah, he won't have the same conviction.
What do you mean, the same conviction?
He won't have the same grinning and rocking that he had when he was blind. It'll be phony.
Who are you? You are just one person. Is there a whole coalition behind you?
I'm speaking for people who have appreciated Stevie Wonder's music, because Stevie Wonder's music has been inspiration to a lot of the gospel choirs that I work with, and many people who have an affinity for gospel music. Stevie Wonder had his start in gospel music. You don't get it because you're white, but that's okay, because God loves you.
Okay,
anyway.
Now question, am I white?
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Well, you most certainly are.
I'm Arabic.
And God loves you.
Okay. Okay.
You're Arabic?
Well, I appreciate that, but I mean...
You're a white man.
I'm a white man,
because
I'm not black. Because I am not black, I'm white. I mean, I have experienced racism in every different sort, if that's what you're leading to. But I mean, it just sounds so absurd that here it is, you are this spokesperson.
What about the morning he gets out of bed and takes a good long look in the mirror?
Who?
Stevie Wonder.
Yes.
You say you're an Arab?
Yes.
All right, let's say you were blind your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say one morning you got your sight back, you swung your feet off that bed, you sat up and you took a good long look at your Arab.
Okay, is that going to ruin my world of creativity? I mean, I've been in this world
screaming.
For what, 40-some-odd years. Is that going to shut me out from that?
You wouldn't stop screaming.
Okay, is that going to torment me? Is that going to torture me? I mean, it all depends. I mean, if Stevie Wonder has always been If Stevie Wonder has always been writing about music that's so uplifting and positive, as you've already mentioned.
Yes.
And he does. He writes about some amazing things.
Yes, he does.
I agree with you on that. Now, all that creativity is going to be shattered?
I'm saying just about, I'm speaking for you. You tell me that you look at your Arab face for the first time, you telling me the screaming wouldn't stop?
Any person, whether he's white, black, Arab, or whatever, isn't that going to be the same thing? But what? Is that going to torment the person for the rest of his life?
You know, here's the thing. He wrote uplifting music because he didn't know he was black. Now he's going to find out how uplifting you think the music is going to be now.
Okay, so...
Oh, that's absurd. That is completely absurd. I have to take a break, and I appreciate the gentleman's call. That is absurd. He knows he's black. What that actually means to a blind person as opposed to a sighted person, I don't think any of us knows, except for Stevie Wonder, and he'll find out should he regain his sight. Phil Henry Show, taking a break here, 1-800-449-8686. Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Stevie Wonder, I think this is beautiful news that he may have surgery performed that could possibly correct his retinitis pigmentosa and for the first time in his life, possibly see. Pastor William Renick, who has been a frequent contributor to this program on the line from Joyful Union Congregation in Bellflower, it is his feeling that while it's, and I'm going to represent you properly here, Pastor, you do think it's great that Stevie get his sight back, but you're going to miss, as you say, his grinning and rocking back and forth. And you also mentioned that he, once he gets his sight back, is going to see, look in the mirror and see that he's really black.
That's right. Now, he thinks he knows what being black is. He's going to find out. And when he does, he's going to sound like every other brother out there.
So, in other words, his...
What I'm saying is, the fact that he doesn't know what a black man looks like makes him unique. But now he's going to look in the mirror, take a look at his... He's going to sound like Puff Daddy. All them other brothers.
And well, I don't know. I mean, if once unique, always unique. But I don't know. Okay, let me take another phone call here. San Clemente on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello. Yes, I was.
Hi.
I feel that he's not going to care if he's black for the simple fact that he doesn't know what black being is.
That's
Nor white, nor anything else. So why would it be relevant or make a difference to him
you
that
tell
he's
me the
black?
First time he looks in the mirror.
Uh-huh.
You're going to take a look and say, well, hell, that's what black is. And whoever talked him into them dreadlocks will probably get fired. You know, that's the first thing that brother thinks. I think, and I truly believe, that whatever's right for Stevie is right for me.
Oh, really?
I want him to be happy, but I don't want him to lose that beautiful glow that we've all appreciated about him for so many years.
Okay.
And that's that beautiful rocking back and forth and grinning. And
yeah, that rocking back and forth and grinning thing, man. I mean, you are really hooked.
Well, that's what blind people do. God damn, can't you understand me?
Okay, first of all, you're a minister and you're cursing.
Every blind man or woman I've ever seen grins up like a Cheshire cat and rocks back and forth like they're on a nail gun.
But you have about 25 years worth of videotape to watch him rock back and forth.
I like to see him live, excuse me. He is a beautiful black man as long as he don't know it.
As long as he doesn't know it. So once he becomes aware that he's black, it's going to change
his
whole personality.
Well, he might not think he's that good looking.
You don't think he's that good looking?
He may not think he's that good looking.
Well, he might not think anyone's very good looking.
Well, that's true.
He might not think you're very good looking, Pastor Renick.
What's that?
He might not think you're very good looking.
Well, he may not think I'm good looking. Well, he's going to take your white face. He damn sure know you ain't good looking.
Oh.
He may get depressed when he sees how ugly he is.
Okay, get out of here. Thank you, ma'am, for your call. I appreciate it. Los Angeles, the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Tasha.
Hi, Tasha. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine.
Great.
I got a comment for the pastor. He's telling
How are you, darling?
Fine.
That's good.
He's telling everybody that they don't understand because they're black. Well,
I said they don't understand because they're white.
Okay, because they're white.
Right.
Well, I'm black and I don't understand. So what?
Are you white?
No, I'm black and I don't understand.
But all I'm saying is
saying the first time Stevie went to look in the mirror, he got to turn around and see the ugly bastard that's standing behind him. He ain't going to believe it's him.
Okay, and if you're a pastor, why is your mouth so dirty?
Oh, you know what? I wish I could answer that, but I got to go.
Phil Henry Show.
I truly do.